Hi, welcome to One More Dig, Metal Detecting Stories. I'm Dave Spannenberg. Today we have a lot of exciting stuff for you. First, I'm going to do a couple of hand signals from the Coin Shooters Hand Signals for Hunting in Groups book by Dave Ross and Jim Copeland. And that's, I promised that I would do one of those every week, and I didn't last, or every podcast, and I didn't during the last podcast. And I have a listener who asked that I would keep doing them, and I have to apologize that I promised something I didn't follow through on. So I'm going to do two of them today. And so the listener who emailed me and told me how much he liked them, his name is Jed, and he's from the West Coast. And so I thought for him, since I made him wait a whole podcast to hear another one, that I would pick one from that I think matches up with him. And he had sent me an email with a photo in January, and last December he found a beautiful Morgan dollar. So there's actually a hand signal in this book for I just found a silver dollar, and next to it it says seldom used. I've never found one in my time doing this, but the best way to describe it is you put your arms over your head and then touch your fingertips together till it makes a big O. And it's sort of like when a ballerina puts their hands over their heads and makes a big O. And that is the signal for Silver Dollar. And I hope each and every one of you gets to use it. It's I guess you're more likely than to find a gold coin or a flowing hair coin, maybe, but or for sure more likely than a flowing hair coin. But it's a big deal, and congratulations to Jed. Good find, and I hope you like that symbol. And here's another difficult one. I think there were only minted for 3 years, the Flying Eagle set. And the signal for this is standing there, put your arms to your sides, and flap your arms like they're the wings of an eagle. It looks very ridiculous, but I can't imagine it's done very often because there weren't a whole lot of eagle sets minted. So those are the two signals. They're both fun, both for very difficult finds, I think. I'll continue to do these. My plan is to do one every podcast. I need to put it on my notes, my recurring notes, so I remember to do that. And so with that all done, I have a big treat for everyone. I mentioned in the last podcast how the Earl annual birthday hunt was coming up, and that was actually yesterday and this morning. And yesterday, after we were out all day, we came in to the hotel and we had dinner and hung out, and then sat around the table and went through our finds and all the awards and prizes, and laughed and picked on each other and just had an amazing time. And I decided to just put my phone down and record it, and I'm using that as the second part of this podcast. So I hope you enjoy it. It was a really great trip, probably the best one that I've ever been on. We all found some decent stuff, some silver and other jewelry and foreign coins, and you'll just have to listen and hear what else.
All right,
so Clark's going to go over the tradition of how we start off the event.
So when we used to go on our team hunts before, and still do today, one of our members, Kirk, has a whistle. And when we all jump out of our vehicle, no one can start detecting until Kirk blows the whistle. So that's official start of our hunt. Because we do have prizes and things like that. So we don't want anybody to get a jump on this thing. So we all gathered around. We brought our luggage into the hotel here where we're staying. We all got situated. We met the host that's helping us out here today. And we went outside. Everybody got their gear straightened out. And as we were standing around, I noticed that Kirk was walking around and he had the whistle around his neck. So I said, well, it looks like we're ready to start our hunt. And all of a sudden, the whistle blew and everybody ran for their equipment and put their knee pads on and whatever they were doing, and off they went into the woods. So,
well, it was more like you ran off into the woods and we stood around and
talked
a little bit and caught up on, hey, we haven't seen you in a while. And you were like,
"Yeah, I don't care
about you people."
I do care about you, but when the whistle blows, you got to start because, you know, time's
a
waste and you got to go. That's what we're supposed to do. So that's the start of our hunts. When we have team hunts, is that Kirk blows the whistle and that's the official start of the team hunt for everyone. So we did that today, which was a lot of fun. Everybody got going, and we split up. We tried to go in some different areas, but it was a lot of fun getting back together because we haven't had this crew together in several years now.
Well, you said you haven't done it in 6 years,
yeah, it's been
right?
6 years since I've been up here.
So we've been doing these podcasts with you as my guest, and we haven't even detected together.
Right, everything we've talked about is old.
2016, probably.
But today was a lot of fun, and we did find a lot of stuff. We dug a lot of coins. Everybody, we found some good stuff. How about what we get for?
Well, first of all, we were hunting at a place that we've hunted at probably 7 years in a row, and we just keep going back and keep finding silver. Especially Earl. Earl found four silver today.
Four silver, two pull tabs, and a bug bracelet.
Just so everybody knows, there's a lot of woods around here and stuff, and there are ticks and mosquitoes.
I had four ticks on me today.
So you have to be prepared for that. We have our spray, and we try to be safe with that from that perspective.
But Earl found a standing Liberty quarter today, and I know a lot of you post on the Facebook groups how rare those are to find. So that was... That was pretty exciting.
Not for Earl.
Well.
Earl's found a lot of them over the years, but.
He's used to finding that
stuff. Haven't found one in a long time, though. Not for quite a while.
And
so.
Then I was with you the last time I found one.
Last time I found one, Lumpy was all
back,
over me,
right.
And came over and found my barber dime.
That's when you gave him a signal.
I did.
Like the
get off my back signal.
He didn't care, though. He didn't know that.
No. No.
So what? Now I did. I found a lot of coins. We had prizes for today, and I won three or four of those. So I got the most memorial pennies, which I'm not proud of, but you know sometimes you got to dig those things.
We have that. That's a lackluster right. prize, but we have that because the place where we're hunting there were a lot of kids and. In the old days, and they just dropped pennies everywhere.
Then I also had I had the most dimes, and I had the most quarters, and so I got the three, those three. Most memorials, most dimes, most quarters, and then...
Best jewelry,
yeah. So we've, as Dave said earlier, we've hunted here many, you know, several times in the past. Never found anything really good jewelry items, some junk maybe stuff,
yeah.
But today, finally, I luckily found a nice silver ring, a 925 stamp silver ring, and that's just made my day, let me tell you. I didn't find any silver coins, but having that silver ring was, it just made my day.
So, yeah, it was pretty.
It was a beautiful ring.
It's nice.
Yeah. What did you think of it, Jay? Did you see it?
It was a fantastic ring.
Yeah. Jay.
Now, Jay won something. Now, Jay's not a big on detecting. He's our chef, right?
He is our chef. Yeah, today we had food from Cat's Deli in New York City. We had pastrami and what else did we have?
Pickles.
Corned beef.
Corned beef, hot dogs.
Nice pickles, those good pickles. They were good.
He's our chef. He made hot dogs for lunch. But he won one of the big awards today. The place we detect used to have a swimming pool and a little beach for kids. And so there's a lot of sand, and we find a lot of our coins in the sand, but there's always zipper pulls that fall off, I guess, bathing suits or whatever. And so we had an award for most zipper pulls, which it was a tie between Jay and Earl. But Jay won because his was fully intact and Earl's was only a partial. But Earl's still very proud of it. But it was only a partial. So, and what did you win, Jay, for your...
A Donald J. Trump silver-plated coin.
Yes.
Make America play.
And what are you going to do with that, Jay? What are you going to use
that award
for?
Was donated by Clark, by the way.
That's right.
It's going to be my ball marker for when I play golf.
That's cool. That's cool. I don't golf anymore. You can hear that in the last podcast, though. If you
there's a lot of things you don't do. There's a lot of things you don't do anymore.
So what's next? Earl found four silver coins. So he won most silver. He found a...
Standing Liberty.
1927 Standing Liberty.
Well, hit for the cycle. I had a Stanley Liberty quarter, Washington quarter, a Merck dime, and a Rosie dime.
Yeah, so four silvers. He always finds the most silver every time we go. So did you win anything else? Oh, find of the day for the Standing Liberty quarter.
I did win one other thing. I had 10 wheat cents.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
10 wheat pennies.
10 wheat pennies.
Yeah. Nickels. Did you have nickels too?
I won nickels.
Oh, you won the nickels.
Yeah, I was looking for war nickels.
Yeah, we had most nickels.
The day is two hones in on nickels.
Oh, let's talk about who's got what machines. Let's everybody might want to know that, what we're using.
Oh, yeah.
So, Dave, there was another category we forgot to mention. We talked about the jewelry, which I happened to win, but there was another jewelry item found by Kirk. Kirk, what was that?
Well, there is no category for duck jewelry, but we did find a duck band today for some lost duck. He probably lost his jewelry on the way, to the kettle or wherever he was. And there wasn't any, I found a lot of things middle of the road today, middle of the road on memorials and all the rest, but the duck kind of stood out, and I felt sorry for him that he lost it,
Right. So there was another
jewelry. He must have lost his leg to lose the band.
Well, Earl said it was his finger, and I said, look, I don't think ducks have fingers, but...
let's just say he forgot to duck and leave it at that.
So there was another item, but there was no category for bird jewelry, so we, unfortunately, Kirk didn't get any prize for that.
So now let's talk about what metal detectors we all use. So everybody who listens knows that I use the Adeus 2. Mark, so Clark?
And I use a Minelab E-Track, so that's what I use today. Earl, what did you use?
I use Adeus. I've had it, I got it the day that...
The same time I got my E-Track, right?
You remember the day I got it?
Yes.
How long ago was that?
7-8 years ago?
Yeah, longer than that.
It's the best. It's the lightest, best. I mean, I've had all kinds of machines, but this thing.
To clarify, though, yours is a Deus 2, right?
Yeah, I have the Deus 2. I used to have the Deus.
And Earl's is the original.
The
Deus,
original.
Right. So mine's the E-Track.
Still one of the best.
What did Jay? Jay used one of yours, right?
Oh, no. He used Earl's Simplex.
Oh, okay. So Jay used a Simplex. Now
Jay has a CoinMaster Pro, but it's in my closet in New Hampshire.
Steve's not here, but Steve has a Deus also.
He has a Deus.
I thought you gave the CoinMaster to your barista.
He gave it back. He loved metal detecting so much, he gave it back. Now that's a true story.
So we saved the best for last, though, because Kirk. What did Kirk use?
We used a White's Coin Master 6000D, which is a 1974 model of the original.
So Kirk has been doing this for a long, long time, okay?
And I kind of like the meter on it. You know, so you really know what's down there. And you don't really have to dig up all these things that these other folks are digging up, but, you know, it gives you an idea what's down there, really.
Right. I got to admit, I go by Kirk. We come across each other. We don't hunt right next to each other, but when your paths cross, I go over by Kirk, and he's swinging this old machine around, but he knows when it's like a memorial penny, and he doesn't dig that stuff up. He just digs the good stuff. So he's got it figured out, and, you know, I give him credit. This machine's old, but it works great.
The meter right on it says silver.
Right.
And a stand-up for Kirk and his unit. These things are the perfect size for travel. You can fit them into any shoebox. Okay? Exactly the same size.
Size 13, right.
They're oldies but goodies.
So we had
that's
a pretty wide variety of machines that we use. We had like five different types of machines.
Yep. I also had the Equinox 800 out for a little bit.
And we all found something that was unique. You know, different stuff, some silver and some different coins and different types of artifacts and stuff. So, worked out good.
One exciting thing that happened today during the hunt that I want to bring up is we were all scattered, but not. We all hunt within like a 20 by 20 box at this place.
We can see each other.
But and all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I see something move, and I turn around, and there's five goats walking towards me. And it was just a surprising thing to see. Mark started talking to him and asked him to go.
Yeah. I said, you know, they came down by me eventually, and I said, look, I said, there's a lot of places here where the grass is pretty deep. You need to get over there and start eating the grass so that we can detect in these places. But they didn't care. They apparently didn't care about that.
No, they had their head under the front of my car eating the grass.
They knocked your detector over or something.
Oh, they knocked the Equinox over too. And that was, that's fighting words there.
They were very curious about that.
Yeah, they were cute. They were good. All right, so to wrap it up, we had a great day here at the old hunting grounds. Okay. We hunted basically 9 hours straight with a couple of beverage breaks and sandwich breaks. And I think everybody had a great time. What do you think, guys?
Yes, we did. It was fun. It was a great hunt, and it was fun to be back with all you guys from my beautiful Florida weather. So.
I spent 5 weeks in Florida. The one thing that we're unsure of is, and I've talked about my electric car, is we're in the middle of nowhere, and if I have enough juice to get back somewhere to charge it again. So I'll fill you in on that next time.
We do have, now this is only half the hunt, remember, so tomorrow, tomorrow we have a whole another 4 hours or so.
Why would you leave the podcast to me to figure out?
Let them know whose day tomorrow is.
Gary Cooper, right?
Gary Cooper.
Tomorrow. So tomorrow, the birthday hunt continues tomorrow with a different representative, but we have another 4 or 5 hours of hunting to come in tomorrow. Today was a great day. Tomorrow we're hoping for even better.
Yeah, it's supposed to be nice, and we're going to go to a different part of the grounds. And
it will be Gary Cooper's birthday tomorrow.
And it will be Gary Cooper's birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Well, yes, happy birthday, Gary.
We're having a toast now. You can't see it, but we're having a toast.
Yeah. So, as always, please review the podcast. Leave some feedback on your whichever of the apps you listen on. Email me at omdstories@gmail.com. I love it when I get emails, and I respond to every one of them, and I appreciate it. And let me know what you think, if you have any ideas, any comments. So this has been One More Dig Metal Detecting Stories, and I'm Dave Sponenberg with Earl, Kirk, Jay, and Clark. And Steve is asleep.